Welcome to episode 2400 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 4 of our meditation series we're exploring this week. The theme this week is bringing you back to the basics of your meditation ritual, refreshing your meditation ritual. And you might be considering ways to enhance your meditation ritual this week. Your challenge this week is, in fact, to think about ways to improve the way you meditate. This might be by enhancing the space where you meditate, including different things from nature, or including some photos or quotes from people who inspire you. Or maybe it's by sitting down with a candle as you meditate. You can have the candle in a seasonal type of candle holder. That's what I do for my own meditation ritual. I've selected some darker, handmade, using ceramic clay candle holders, because to me, this is really earthy. And that's what the autumn season represents to me as we get ready to launch into the fall season. If you live in the southern hemisphere, you might choose something bright and cheerful as you launch into spring. As you meditate, you might consider including a shawl or a blanket or even a towel that might surround you. You could place it over your shoulders. You could place it over your head. This helps you to feel secure and protected as you meditate. Try meditating this way. You'll be surprised by how this helps you to feel more grounded and more secure as you meditate. Especially the longer you meditate, even if it's hot out, you might be seated in an air-conditioned home or building. Or if it is hot, you could use a lighter weight type of shawl. As you meditate for a longer duration, your body loses some heat. So having a light shawl or blanket can also help you to feel more comfortable as you meditate. When you meditate, you can feel a little vulnerable and exposed. So having a shawl with you is a wonderful way to enhance your meditation ritual. I have a collection of different shawls that I use for different seasons. I want to mention that a cleanse or detox that you might do seasonally, or that you might even do weekly or monthly, is a beautiful way to enhance your meditation ritual. And I did this recently by participating in the ancient Japanese art of Koso. It's K-O-S-O. And I'm thrilled that Ars Koso, which is a Japanese company, has agreed to sponsor this podcast and allow you a discount of their product. I believe in this cleansing so much that I do it regularly. I also sip Koso for digestion. It really helps prevent bloating, and it can help you assimilate your digestion so you can detox your body as you detox your thoughts with meditation. Koso is a probiotic, prebiotic, and postbiotic all in one. It is combined using 100 different plants, vegetables, and fruits. It tastes like a gentle, sweet Japanese plum juice. I prefer Ars Koso over other brands of Koso because it is non-GMO, dairy-free, vegan-friendly, made in Japan, and 100% natural. So if you'd like to take advantage of doing a detox or cleanse, or even to support your digestion daily, you can receive 15% off your purchase of Ars Koso by entering the code DAILYMEDITATE. So you can go to R, that's the letter R, the letter S, and then koso, koso.com/meditatedaily to receive 15% off your koso. As you're guided through the meditation this week, you're also following along with some inspirational quotes by Paramahansa Yogananda, one of the first yogis from India to share meditation with the West. He is the author of the classic book on meditation called Autobiography of a Yogi. I'm sharing a daily quote with you, so as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, reflect on his words to help you shift out of a bad mood. Darkness must always be combated positively. I invite you to reflect on a bad mood. Maybe it's anger, or maybe you feel sorrow or grief or fear. Notice what comes to mind, and also notice where you tend to hold this emotion within your body. Notice what may have triggered this emotion. Allow yourself to open up to whatever you're feeling right now and name how you're feeling. There can be a beauty in your pain when you're honest with your emotions. The emotions may not subside. You can continue to allow yourself to experience difficult emotions, knowing that you are going to be okay. Allow yourself to focus on beauty here and now in this moment. It can be beautiful to begin to process your emotions and your pain, to honor it. You could visualize a beautiful sunrise or sunset or some scene in nature that helps you to feel the awe and wonder in the world. You may even open your eyes and gaze at candlelight, feeling the beauty of its warmth as the flames flicker. You may sit in front of a window or outside, admiring the beauty of nature. Allow yourself to sit in this beauty as you process your emotions, feeling your emotions become a little more elevated. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing that you are so worth slowing down for.